This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. From Abadu, my dear brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith in Muslim Sharif, narrated by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first person who hosted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to Medina in his hijrah, Rasulullah stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. He reported that Rasulullah said, whoever fasts in Ramadan and then follows it up by fasting 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he fasted forever. I repeat, whoever fasts in Ramadan and then follows it up with fasting 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he fasted forever. And this is in Muslim. Now, the fasts of Shawwal do not have to be fasted consecutively. As long as they are fasted in the month of Shawwal, you can do it one at a time or all together or as you wish. But to follow up the 30 days or 29 days, as the case might be, of Ramadan plus 6 or days of Shawwal is equivalent to fasting in this thing. It says fasting forever, so you know, fasting for the whole year or fasting forever, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to reward. We ask Allah to enable us to do this and to increase the reward that we get for Ramadan. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and this hadith is also in Muslim, where Rasulullah is reported to have said, fasting is a shield, so when one of you is fasting, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice in anger. If someone attacks him or insults him, let him say, I am fasting, ana sa'im. Now, again, let me repeat, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fasting is a shield, so when one of you is fasting, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice in anger. If someone attacks him or insults him, let him say, I am fasting, ana saim, I am fasting. Now, this is a very, very important thing for us to remember. And as I mentioned to you, another hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said effectively the same thing, and he said that if you cannot do this, meaning if you cannot control your tongue, then Allah has no need for your hunger and thirst. Now, as I mentioned to you, the key thing to understand and remember is that fasting came to enable us to learn to control ourselves, and to control ourselves with the framework that we do only that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not do that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the framework of the control. So we control ourselves, yes, on what basis? On the basis of what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not do that which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the basis of control. Now, what does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bad character of any kind. Now, unfortunately, profanity has become so common that people do not even have a hesitation. It's not as if bad words and bad language is new. We've always had it. Every language has it. And we all know them. I mean, I can quite comfortably hold my own in three languages. But that doesn't mean that I have to do that or I should do it. I don't do it. The funny thing is that at least when I was growing up, people used profanity, but there were limits. You did not use profanity before women, for example. You control your tongue. You did not use profanity with your elders, you know, before your parents or before your teachers. But today there's no problem. Young people are perfectly comfortable using bad language in front of their teachers, in front of their parents, in front of women. And they don't feel any hesitation or shame in this behavior. This is absolutely, utterly shameful and very, very disrespectful, right? That you as a that you as an individual, I mean, young, old, doesn't matter, but you as an individual, that you can actually use bad language in front of your father, in front of your mother, in front of your teacher. I mean, this is utterly despicable. But we do it. So this is very important. Second thing is that by definition, all profanity is falsehood, right? It's falsehood. If you say something about somebody which is a curse word, obviously that person is not like that. You are cursing him. So this amounts to ghibah. So if you are now say, using profanity about somebody, and the somebody maybe within quotes did something wrong, so you know, one way of looking at it, you might say, well, you know, he deserves it. He may deserve it or not, that's not for you to decide. But the point I'm saying is, if you're using profanity, first of all, you're using profanity which Allah has prohibited. Secondly, you are using profanity, and that profanity amounts to ghibah, because you are or slander, because you, which is even worse, bohtan, because you are now calling that person. And I unfortunately, because this is you know, in a Ramadan reminder, I don't want to use those words, but you know the kinds of words I use. So those words are obviously, that is not what the person is actually doing, or he or she is not like that. But when you use those words, you are now casting aspersions, you are slandering that person. So what is happening? One, you have angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your behavior. Secondly, you have given away your good deeds to this person who you hate. Now, first of all, I would say don't even hate the person, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not tell us to hate people. But the point is that even, okay, so this person, you know, you don't like that person, and you don't have to like everybody. But the point is that why would you want to give your good deeds to somebody you do not even like? But that's what you did just now, by slandering, by cursing, by using profanity, by using bad language. So also, of course, obviously, you know, clear, straightforward case of slandering, straightforward case of backbiting, lying, cheating. Now, lying and cheating, one of the most common places it is done is in sales, right? It's not even considered lying and cheating. This is just called, you know, sales pitch and sales spiel, or where you exaggerate the so-called fadail, or the good things about something. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this very specific statement. He said, do not lie and cheat in selling and buying. He said, the seller must not exaggerate the value, the benefits of his product or service, and the buyer must not denigrate it, because this is the other side of the story. Buyers come and say, oh, I've seen, you know, millions. Yours is not even a half as good as something which I saw somewhere else. So how much will you sell it for? You're trying to drive the price down by deliberately bad talking the thing, which is also not true. And similarly, this the seller say, oh, you know, this is absolutely the best in the world. You don't know that. You say this is good, alhamdulillah. But if you want to exaggerate, so this is very common. This is how lying and cheating happens. Another big place where we lie through our teeth and we don't realize it is the way we are with our appointments and times. Where we claim to be on time, and we give somebody a time, and then we disappear and nowhere to be seen. You've told the person, I will come, I will do this, I will deliver that, I will demonstrate this, whatnot, and you don't come, and you don't even have the courtesy to phone and tell the person, this is what is happening, I'm delayed or something. You just don't come. It's just normal, right? Now, this is a lie, because you promised to do something and you did not deliver, you did not come. This is a lie. This is cheating. Now, my brothers and sisters, please, Ramadan came to help us to change our character. There's no such thing as a small thing. Everything has value. Everything is important. That's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned every single small thing, right? It's not small. Everything is big, because everything relates to the obedience or disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is big. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, anything related to Allah is also Akbar. So let us practice this. Let us try to ensure that we do that which pleases Allah, and we stay far away from that which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.